The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon. And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto, and welcome. Today's Wednesday. It's 8 o'clock in the morning, more or less. Anyway, it's 2 minutes past. We had a slight technical problem with the camera not working, but if you are joining me this morning, then welcome. Thank you very much. And in today's podcast, we're going to talk about turning your side hustle into your main hustle. So let's just get a few words out of the way. Because in the UK, the word hustle means something else. Like it means like you're hustling someone, trying to steal from them, trying to take something off them. And that's totally not what we mean. We mean the American version, which is you go out and you hustle, you work hard. And you're trying to make, you know, you're trying to do deals. So you'll buy like a phone for £10 and you'll sell it for £20 and you've made £10 and now you can use that for advertising and so on. So that's what we mean by hustle. And so I've had a side hustle and I've had it for about 20 years and that side hustle has become my main hustle. And I'm sure you can guess what it is. It's my property stuff. So if I go back in time a little bit, you know, when I was 26, which is more or less when I was, you know, it took me like 4 years to buy my first house, by the way, because my mum kept telling me not to do it. Don't do it. Oh, I know people. So, you know, I was told not to do it. And so, you know, you listen to people, don't you? And then in the end, I just decided to go do it. And I bought my first house and it was £40,000. It was 5% deposit. Oh, happy days. It's worth like 170 now, but it has been worth about 200,000, this house. It's just a three-bed terraced house in Leeds up in Hyde Park, and it was worth so much money. And then obviously the crash came and it dropped. But I only bought it for 40 anyway. But as I mentioned in yesterday's podcast, you know, I moved in, moved my mates in, and then that generated lots of cash for me, which I spent on beer, basically, because I was 26. So that was pretty awesome. But that was my side hustle. But then even before that, I'd had another side hustle, and my previous side hustle was, you know, I'd have a job. I used to work at Symphony Kitchens, and I used to have, like, I think it was two or three phones on my desk. Why you would have, well, even two phones, I think it was two phones. Why you'd have two phones, like, if I'm on the call, I can't answer the other phone. I can't, hello, yeah, hang on, yeah, how does that work? But anyway, that was it. I didn't last too long at Symphony Kitchens, but it was good learnings. I didn't last too long because I hated it, but it was sales. But again, as I said yesterday, if I knew what I knew now, I would have gone and learned so much more about sales. Do you know what I mean? Because that's really important and getting those skills in. But I didn't. But anyway, that was my main job. And then I had a side hustle and I was working at William Hill in Leeds City Centre. And I was taking bets on the phone with a headset and a pen, and they want 10 to 1. They'd have a little screen on here where you put your pen on, 10 to 1 on Red Rum. Red Rum didn't exist in those days. But we were taking bets, and I would do 20 hours a week on that one as well. So I was working 60-hour weeks. So I'd work one job, 9 till 5, and then I'd leave there, and I'd go start my other job at 6 till 9, 6 till half 10, something like that. And I'd do that 5 days a week. So 60, 70 hours, actually. So I was working a lot of hours, and that was my side hustle. And I'd always had two jobs. And, you know, when people go, I know this European Working Time Directive of 48 hours, which appears not to apply to doctors for some reason, for people who probably need it the most. when you've got a doctor who's about to save your life and he's on 70 hours, it's probably not what you want, is it, really? But, you know, can you do that now? Yeah, of course you can. You just have to blag it, you know. It's just, have you got another job? Nope. Is this your only job? Yeah. Definitely my only job. Like, we just do whatever. I once thought about, and I thought this was really cheeky to do, but I thought it would be hilarious to do at the same time. I once thought about going and getting, like, 10 jobs all at the same time and then just phoning sick on each one and then just rotate them, turn up one in every 10 days and just see how it went. I just thought that would be really funny. but I've always hated the idea of the concept of a job. You know, you leave your house, you get up, you go to a work, which you're going to pay for the house that you can't stay in because you have to go to your job. And you have to buy a car to go to take you to work to pay for the thing that enables you to go to work. And then you go home and you drive it at home and you sleep overnight to get re-energized to go back and do it all again away from your house. Like right now, you know, I live in the house, I work in the house, and it's awesome. That's I love the house that we live in. We've got the swimming pool, we've got the beach. It's perfect, right? It's warm. I've got plenty of coffee. I don't have to put my hand up to go to the toilet. It's awesome, right? So I've always hated work. So I mean, the whole concept of work and people working from home. You know, all our team that work in a digital marketing company, they work from home. I don't want people coming to my house and working from the house. Why would I want that? Why would I turn my house into their hell? Because that's what it is, you know, getting people to come to your work. So let them work from home. We've got set tasks. We know what we expect from them. They know what we expect from them as well. Anyway, so I've always had two side hustles. So I've always had two jobs, one being the main and one being the side hustle. And then the side hustle started to change because as I started to earn more income in the main job, I would start buying up property. And so, you know, when I was working at Dell, I would do 60 hours a week at Dell. Literally, you would be doing 60 hours a week. And then I'd do 20 hours on the property. And was I tired? Yeah, but I was like 28. Do you know what I mean? And I said to my dad, if I can't do this when I'm 28, when can I do it? I mean, I'm 46 now. And trust me when I say I would struggle to work that amount of hours, like 80 hours weeks. We did an 18-hour day a week or two ago, and we've had a couple of 15-hour days as well. Boy, they really take it out of you. It is hard work the older you get. So if you are younger, now's the time to really be doing that. Good morning, Isaac. But if you are a little bit older, then you need to really do one of two things. One is put more attention into your main job to increase your income. Become so invaluable to that company that you're working for and so qualified and experienced and educated. And if that means going on sales trainings or downloading podcasts for sales trainings, anything, then that's what you need to do to make that main hustle generate as much cash as possible. Or you can start up a side hustle, which is generally a side business. So my side hustle going back 20 years was property. You know, I bought my first property, I rented it out, my mates moved in, we made some beer money, that was awesome. And then I moved on to my second property, and I actually can't remember what my second property was. It might have been a two-bed in Hare Hills at like £37,000. 37 grand for a house. This is 20 years ago. We're going for about 75 now, so we've doubled. Not every 10 years, but we've doubled. So we would buy that, we'd go in, we'd do it up, we'd buy houses to go up and do up and then sell, and that would be my side hustle. But of course, when you buy a house, you know, we bought a house for 82, I think we spent 12 on it, so that takes us to 94, and we sold it for 117. So that's what, £23,000? That one house paid for my entire salary of my main job. Like, we got lucky on that because we got a great deal on the house, but we negotiated well. The reason we negotiated well is because we went into sales and we knew how to sell. We knew about distressed sellers and that kind of thing. And this couple were like, you know, we're going through a divorce, we're going to kill each other. Like, literally, we probably saved lives on that house by buying it and getting this divorced couple out of this drama that they were going through. So we made a lot of money on that deal. So that was awesome. But this side hustle stuff, you know, when you first start out in a side hustle, so let's say that you start, I'm looking for something that I can show you. I've got a GoPro here. Let's grab the GoPro. So let's say you know, GoPros for sale.com, secondhand GoPros. Is there a market for secondhand GoPros? Yeah, absolutely. This is a GoPro Hero. It costs £400, I think. I don't even know which one it is. But it's out of date. It's, you know, it's like 18 months old. It's completely out of date in 18 months. It's still very useful, and we use it in a swimming pool, and when we're out on a speedboat, we go out on and we take video. It's awesome, right? But is there a market for secondhand GoPros? Yeah, of course there is. Is there a market for secondhand iPhones? Yes, of course there is. Probably not as much, because these are more of a commodity than these are. These are quite not specialized, because you can get them anywhere, but they're a lot more expensive and the resale values hold up. So is that a side hustle that maybe you could start? And the point that I'm getting to here in this podcast is that you don't know where this side hustle is going to take you. You know, my side hustle started out in property, and here we are 20 years later, and the majority of my income is passive income. It comes from property. you know, the house in Hyde Park is rented out. You know, we get $350 a month on that, on three rooms, and I think $300 on the fourth room because it's a small room. So what's that? $750, $1,350 on a house that we bought for £40,000. Like, that's what happens over the long term. So this is why I eventually want to move into property. But you buy your property, it stays at 40 grand, your mortgage is 40 grand, your mortgage on that is, say, 90 quid or 100 pounds, let's say, but your rent income increases and the value of 90 or 100 pounds a month is actually reducing over time because the pound is worth less each year due to inflation. Every time they go to quantitative easing and they're printing money, the cost of that pound, the cost of that debt is reducing over time. So when the government says, oh, we're going to do quantitative easing, I'm like, yeah, brilliant. Because the best way for a government to get rid of £1 trillion of debt is to make £1 trillion of debt worth 300 billion, right? That's the easiest way of doing it. It's still technically £1 trillion. But the cost of that trillion in 20 years' time is 300 billion. So they'll pay it down using tomorrow's money. That's exactly my theory on property. Like, I mean, I've remortgaged that house. So I don't know what the mortgage is, 120, 140 maybe. But even at, you know, 6% interest rate, which is not, it's a lot lower than that. We're still making good money off that property because it's a multi-let. So, but we're using tomorrow's money to pay that property down. Why pay today's money when today's money will be worth a lot less or a lot more, actually, as you move forward? So, because there's a difference in the money that you earn and the money that's going out. I hope you get that. The money that's going out in debt, that debt stays the same amount, but the money that you increase, that you're bringing in each year is actually going up because, you know, instead of a pound in next year, you're earning £1.20 or £1.50 or £2 because that's inflation. So using a £2 to pay off the thing that you bought for 40 grand, which was worth a pound. Anyway, I hope you understand that's a bit complicated. But so the point here is that the side hustle, what can that turn into? Like, who knows? Nobody knows. It depends on what your goals are. So on my property, my side hustle was property, but my goals on that were really to build a portfolio to get out of having to work because I hated work. And so I would do the maths on the whiteboard, and we'll probably get a whiteboard at some point, and we'll go through some maths work. But I would run through the maths. You know, if I'm buying this and it's £250 a month and I can rent it for £400, I'm making 150 quid profit. Brilliant. Times that by 10, that's 1,500. How much do I earn? Well, I earn 1,500. Brilliant. That is paying for my job. I can get rid of the job, focus on that, and then that increases. That's how it works. But it doesn't happen overnight. You know, I see so many people and they get so frustrated because they want this to happen literally overnight in 6 weeks. Oh, well, Dan, I've been working here for 6 months. Why am I not a millionaire? It's like, it took me a lot longer than 6 months. It'll take you a lot longer than 6 months. It's very, very few people. Very rare is this. And you can't compare yourself with this. You know, you can't compare yourself to Mark Zuckerberg. Like, you can if you want, but why would you do that? Mark Zuckerberg, probably bordering on genius. Like, I don't know even if he is. You don't have to be genius to make a lot of money very quickly. Alan Sugar started off selling beetroot in tin baths, and it took him years and years and years and years, lots of failures, to get to where he wanted to get to. Elon Musk, you know, he had lots of failures, but he probably is bordering on genius as well. But why would you compare yourself to these people? These are not normal people. These are people who, they're like Roger Bannister, who did the 4-minute mile. If you're a runner and you're trying to compare yourself to Roger, why would you do that? Your body makeup is different. Your psychology is different. The way that you attack business will be different. Your level of education will be different. Your background experience is different. Your parenting was different, right? So why would you compare yourself? The key for you right now is to work out how much money do you need in order to escape work. That's number one, okay? And let's just say, let's make some numbers up. Let's say you need £2,000, okay? And let's say that you can buy these, which were worth £400. You can buy them for £150, and then you can sell them for £250, and you're making £100. You need to sell, what, 200 a month? Like, that's a lot of GoPros to be selling. So the margin is probably not in GoPros, but you could do, you know, GoPros and iPhones and I've got an old iPod Classic here, by the way. You could do old iPod Classic. It no longer works. It needs to go in a bin. It is 10 years old. But, you know, what are you going to go out and sell? Like, the problem with stuff like this is that, you know, to buy it is 250 quid. and then you've got to sell it. So then you've got to put it in stock, and then you've got to hope this particular model actually sells. And if you don't sell, you're down 250 quid. Whereas, you know, if I sell coaching, for example, I'd have to put my coaching product in stock. It's just whether I'm available to do coaching. If I've got time and I want to do the coaching with the client, which is probably more important because we don't take everybody on. But, you know, then let's say it's $5,000 for coaching for a year, 2 calls a month, 24 calls. Do I want to do that? So, like, then suddenly the margin is all margin. It's just using up my time. Depends on how much I value my time and whether I want that money and whether I've got a purpose for that $5,000. Is it going to go into an investment? So I'll give you an example. If we're getting a 30% return on our investment and I take someone on board as a coaching client, $5,000 for the year, do I want that and lose 24 hours of my life? 24 hours of my life in return for that money. Like, first of all, let's talk about other people paying that going to get the value completely because they've got the experience that they're paying for, not the time, right? So, but then what am I going to do with that $5,000? Well, this is the key, okay? It depends on what you do with the money. If you're just going to go and spend it on iPhones and cafe lattes and that kind of thing, good morning, Chris, then it's not going to go very far. But if you take that $5,000 and you put it into an investment that's going to pay you 30% a year for the next 20 years, that is worth it. Like, I can't even do the maths on this, right? Because I can't even do the, what do we call it? The, not the inflation, compounding. I can't even do the compounding calculation on that. But somebody do it. Like, shall we just see if we can do it quickly while we're live? Compound calculator. Now, this is assuming a couple of things. This is assuming, first of all, you can get $5,000. It doesn't have to be $5,000. It could be £500. It could be £50. Okay. We're just going to go to a website here, which might be a little bit slow. So the base amount is, and let's just use 20% as well. So 20% over 20 years. Let's wait for the laptop to catch up. Compound will be annual. Let's just calculate that and see what comes up. So this is at a 20%, okay? And you might be going, oh, you can't get 20%. Of course you can. You just need to know where to go. So calculation of results, £5,000 at 20% return. So in year one, it makes you £1,000, right? A fifth of 5,000 is 1,000. So you make £1,000 in your first year. But year 10 is £30,000. Well, it's just under 31, actually. Year 20, that £5,000 is £191,688. Put that into context. 24 hours at £5,000. Like, the number of hours is irrelevant at this stage because it depends what you're going to do with that money, okay? So let's say that you're doing 50 hours in that year. It's still only £100 an hour. Okay, 50 hours times 100, £5,000. But this is the point, okay? So let's just grab a calculator as well. So you put that £5,000, all of it, into something that gives you a 20% return. So it's actually 191,000 divided by 50 hours. It actually works out at £3,820 per hour. Are you starting to grasp this? This is why it's so, so important. Okay, the money that you put in today is worth X amount of pounds tomorrow. This is why you should have a side hustle. This is why when you go and buy a Starbucks at £5, should we do that? I bought a Starbucks for a fiver last weekend in Barcelona. Barcelona was very nice. The drink was very nice. That's £191 that latte cost me. If I'd have invested £5 at 20% return over 20 years, it's just cost me £191. That's crazy. I had to take a drink of coffee just because it knocked me off my feet. 191 quid for a cup of Joe. That's crazy. Why do we do this stuff to ourselves? So then the question is, would you do the coaching at that? Yeah, of course you would. If you're a coach, and if you're a client, would you do that? Yeah, of course you would, because, like, like the level of experience that you get and the level of knowledge that you get for that $5,000 over that next 12 months is, that will change your life. Do you know what I mean? How much is that $5,000 worth potentially to them? Then they could go, well, actually, I can make more money in the next 20 years. I can make $191,000. Why would I pay you? Because I'll pay you. You'll end up with more money because we'll show you how to make more money. That's the power of coaching, right? That's, you know, for business over 20 years, that's only £19,000 a year. You should be making more profit than that. So this is where we're at. I mean, obviously, you've got to get the interest rates right, but this is why your side hustle should be turning into a main hustle. And then when it becomes your main hustle, it gets you out of a job, create another side hustle or make that main hustle absolutely fly, you know.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.